Tonight's Shir Simon Shin Aleph, Seif Aleph Thu Seif Vov. Simon Shin Aleph, Be'ezah Kalim Mutul Lutseis Beshawas, Be'ezah Mehem Asurim. Which things can we take outside with us on Shabbos and which are not allowed? Seif Aleph. It doesn't start off with Otsah. Seif Aleph, Ein Loritz Beshabbos. One should not run on Shabbos. Elam Kein Hulud Var Mitzvah, unless he's running to do a mitzvah. Going to basic knesses, like he's running to shul or something similar. The Rambam says, it's also wrong. It is usur to take large steps. You should not take a step larger than an amma in one step on Shabbos, if it's possible to go in shorter steps. Mr. Bruce has gone alf ein la rutz b'Shabbos. We begin by saying one shouldn't run on Shabbos. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'chibadatoi me'asos d'orchecha. You should honor Shabbos from doing the things you normally do. V'darshu, Chazal teach us, shelo yehei hiluchach b'Shabbos, ki hiluchach b'chol. The way you walk on Shabbos is not the way you walk on a weekday. Shederecha adam l'maher v'larutz achar isko. On a weekday, you're running and hurrying for your business dealings and the like. On Shabbos, you slow down. V'af b'chol ein lefsob siyagas. Now, even on a weekday, you shouldn't be taking large steps. To notel echad mechamesh meos meor enough, the Gemara says that if a person takes large steps, it diminishes his vision by 1/500. El de b'Shabbos ikanami yisur. Just on Shabbos, in addition to the physical problems of it, there's going to be an isur mishum esos d'orchecha, that it's a violation of giving cover to Shabbos. Sivkon beis v'asu v'chulu. There are more areas you shouldn't take big steps. V'odin sha'asu l'kbot. Similarly, you should not be jumping. Sifkan Gimel, Yosemi Amo. You shouldn't take a step that's more than an Amo. Perish, meaning, Shechatzi Amo ben regal regal. We assume it's a half Amo between your feet. Vekaf regal achas ugamke chatzi Amo. And the foot itself, the bottom of the foot is half an Amo. So together, it's one Amo. So that's a normal step. Don't take larger than normal steps. Vezel ba'odim benoni. Now that's for the average person, Sheshi urpsiya benonis shalo, who Amo. So his average step is one Amo. The Adam Hagadol B'Yoyser, a person who's larger, it's by his footsteps. So it's not locked in to this. It's just saying, take normal footsteps, don't take extra large footsteps. There are different shitas of how big an Amma is. But that's not the point. The point is, just walk normal. Don't take big steps. Sifkan Daud, Im Efshar V'chulo, if possible to go less. To be after, if it's not possible, before Sif Gimel, you'll see later in Sif Gimel to show that it's mutter to take a big step. Sif Beis, Bachurim Hamis Angim Bekfitzasan Umarutzasan. Young men who take great pleasure in jumping and running, mutter so they can because that's oinig. V'chein Lir Ois Kol Davar Shemis Angimbo, or to hurry to see something that would give them pleasure to see. V'chein mutter l'tayel, and it's also mutter to go for a stroll. Mishnah Berurah sifkan hey mutter. It's mutter for the young people to run and jump. Afilu chatchila, even chatchila they could do it. Shezehu oinik sham. This is their enjoyment. Sifkan vav v'chein liros perish, meaning shekol adam mutter l'rotz de'liros davar shemis aneg bo. Anyone could run to get to see something that will give them enjoyment by seeing. Sivkan Zayim v'chein mutter l'tayel. It's also mutter to take a stroll. Afilu in kavanasa l'his amel u'his chamei mishum before. Even if he has an ulterior motive, his intent is to get some exercise and to warm up, and that's therapeutic. Mikomakum shari still permitted. Kivin d'lo muchachem milsa sha'oisa came before. No one else notices. It's not obvious that this is for its therapy. Avol asur l'rutz k'deish his chamei l'refua. But it is forbidden to run to warm up for therapy, kivin the mechacham mil. So that's obvious. For asim mishum shechikas samarim, then you run into the problem of doing things that are medicinal on Shabbos. It's a gzera of grinding medicines that we don't do other things that could be therapeutic if there's a pill that you can take for the same thing. So it all goes under the gzera of refu on Shabbos. V'yesh machmir nafilu b'tiyul im kavanas l'as amel refu. There are those who are even strict not to take a stroll if the intent is purely for the therapy and the exercise. Siv Gimel, Hayaholich v'yegiel ha'amas hamayim. A person is walking, and it takes him to a stream. Yachal ledalgoy v'likbots alehal. So he can take a large step to get across the stream, or to jump over it. Even though it's so large, he cannot get across with leaving one foot on the ground. He'd have to literally jump or skip that both feet are off the ground at the same time. It's better to make this big step or jump rather than go out of his way to get around it. Because to go longer is itself a tirch. He doesn't want to do that. Now it is forbidden to walk through the stream. We're afraid if you go through the stream, you'll end up doing schita. You'll end up squeezing out your wet clothing. Dilug means when you take a very large step to get across. Kfitza is when you jump with both feet together. So we said before that if it's not possible to walk with a small step, you take a big step. When is it not possible? When you have to cross a stream. So then you'll take a large step or you'll jump. Sivkon test, and this is preferable, mimashi yakifenu, than to go around. Vehechi de'i'ef shebedilug ukvitza, but let's say you can't get across with a big step or a jump. Motel lahakif, then it's allowed to go around. Avala avor bo, but to go through the water itself, asur, that's not allowed. De'esh bezeh chashash sechita, because then you get into the problem of a concern, you may come to squeeze out the wet clothing. Vehetirlo imlo begavin de sivdal v'sivov, and that's not allowed unless you have the scenarios of Sif Dalet and Sif Vav. Sif Dalet. Hayahoylech l'dvar mitzvah. If it's Shabbos and he's walking to do a dvar mitzvah, go lahakbil p'nei rabbo. He wants to greet his Rebbe. O p'nei misha galdu imenu b'chochma. Or he wants to greet someone who's bigger than him in wisdom. Yochel la'avar bo, then he could even go through the water. O b'vach yaseh shini, but it has to be a little different than usual. Kagon shalo yotziyo do mitachas sefas chaluko. He should not withdraw his hand from the hems of his cloak. K'deshi yisker, to remind him, for the yovah deschid did not come to schid, not come to squeeze it out. Ayin lekamon, simen tofesh gimel, sifhei, sifches, and hagol, look later, hilchasim kippur, sifhei and sifches. So evidently, if this was a weekday, and he's walking through the water, it sounds like he would take his hand out of his sleeves, and then lift up his garment to make sure it stays dry. So halach is, he cannot do that on Shabbos. He has to keep his hands in the garment and not to lift up the bottoms of his coat. The Shulchan Aruch continues, also the avor b'sandalo. He cannot cross the stream if he's wearing sandals. The kiva de'enu yachol lahatko l'kash o yofa, since it's not possible to tighten it and tie it properly, chashin and dim enough of osa asuye, we're afraid. It'll come off in the water and then he'll end up carrying it. But if he's wearing regular shoes, mutter, then it would be permitted. He wants to greet his rabbi, who are din p'nei aviv. It's the same halach if he wants to greet a parent, to greet his father. Look at the Avram who writes, men and women are the same in the mitzvah of being mekabel upon him. Now, if a lady is going to mekabel upon him, it's got to be with her husband's permission. So kol yinalf, o p'nei misha gadol, or he's going to greet someone greater than him in chochma. La fuki haraf etzal talmida. We're trying to exclude the Rebbe shouldn't be going to the Talmud through the water. The Rebbe doesn't go to the student. The asur, that's not allowed. Vemu Talmud shesorach lo rabo v'ezin dvar. But let's say this Talmud, this student is not a regular student. The teacher, the Rebbe, needs the student for certain things. He mitzad chidudo v'chari. So perhaps the student is very sharp and brilliant. Perhaps the student knows halachas from other great people, and the Rebbe wants to hear them. The Taz writes that in such a case, the mutter loy la'avor b'nor, then the Rebbe can cross the stream. Because in some ways, the student is bigger than the Rebbe. But the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos disagrees, says no, the Rebbe cannot go through the water to the Talmud. But if the Rebbe is not sure about something, and he's going to inquire from a student who knows, it makes sense in this case to go with the Taz, to Logorm the Shah Dvar Mitzvah, not different than any other Dvar Mitzvah, and in that case the Rebbe will be able to go through the stream. Look in Hilchasim Kippur, Tafresh Yud Gimel, Sifan Sifchas, in the Ramah Hainu. There it's clarified. Da'afilum ika darka chuna lahakif, even if there'd be another way to go around the water, mutav yoselav abamayim laharas behiluch, it's still better to go through the stream than to go the long way. Kimadu oiver ledvar mitzvah, since he's going through to do a mitzvah. Aval achronim hiskimu sham, but if you look there, the achronim agree. The kimadu yochel hakif, that since it's possible to go around, tov yosel hakif, it's better to go around, milav abamayim, than to go through the water. So if, hey, ha'hoylech ledvar mitzvah, mutu lavor abamayim. Af b'chazor, if a person is going to do a mitzvah, he can go through the stream, even on his way back. Not to be a stumbling block in the future, because if you don't let him go back, because you say, going back, why are you going through the water for? Now it's not for Tamir. So, well, if you don't let him go back, then he won't go next time. You don't want to be a stumbling block. Next time they won't go for Tamir Mitzvah. If you don't let him return this time. Se'iv Vav. Ha'holech lishmor perosav. If a person goes on Shabbos to keep an eye and watch over his produce, his fruits, mutlo lava b'mayim b'halicho, he'd be allowed to go through the stream to get there, avalo b'chazor, but he would not be allowed to go through the stream on the way back. Mishtabur sefko and yudav, lishmor perosav. He's going to keep an eye on his fruits, to shmiras memonu nami havi kesas mitzvah, to keep an eye and watch his property, his money, is also a little bit of a mitzvah. Yet in that case, the Chacham did not let him go back through the water. It's not such a big mitzvah. And the whole concern is that he shouldn't stumble next time. That's not relevant here. What do we care if next time he doesn't go because he's not going to care about his money? And anyway, for sure, he's not going to hold himself back from going next time. People are very concerned about the property. So by not letting him go back to the water, it's not going to prevent him next time from checking. And if it does prevent him, what do we care? So he won't go. So to check on his fruits, he can cross through the stream. Again, he cannot withdraw his hands from the hems and lift up his clothing, because the Elvis of Dalit, like we said before, in Se'if Dalit.